There were two seats not quite halfway across the sabacc table from Torv. Han chose one and sat down, dropping his stack of chips onto the table with a metallic thud.
"Deal me in,"
he said. The others looked up at him, their expressions varying from surprised to annoyed. Torv himself glanced up, came back for another look. Han cocked an eyebrow at him.
"You the dealer, Sonny? Come on, deal me in."
No, it's not my deal," Torv said, his eyes flicking to the pudgy man on his right.
"And we've already started,"
the pudgy man said, his voice surly.
"Wait until the next game."
"What? You haven't all even bet yet,"
Han countered, gesturing toward the handful of chips in the hand pot. The sabacc pot, in contrast, was pretty rich. The session must have been going for a couple of hours at least. Probably one reason the dealer didn't want fresh blood in the game, who might conceivably win it all.
"Come on, give me my cards,"
he told the other, tossing a chip into the hand pot. Slowly, glaring the whole time, the dealer peeled the top two cards off the deck and slid them over.
"That's more like it,"
Han said approvingly.
"Brings back memories, this does. I used to drop the heavy end of the hammer on the guys back home all the time."
Torv looked at him sharply, his expression freezing to stone.
"Did you now?"
he said, his voice deliberately casual.
"Well, you're playing with the big boys here, not the little people. You may not find the sort of rewards you're used to."
"I'm not exactly an amateur myself,"
Han said airily. The locals at the spaceport had been raiding landing pit 63.
"I've won, probably 63 games in the last month alone."
Another flicker of recognition crossed Torv's face. So it was his landing pit.
"A lot of rewards in numbers like that,"
he murmured, letting one hand drop beneath the level of the table. Han tensed, but the hand came back up empty. Torv's eyes flicked around the room once, lingering for a second on the table where Lando was sitting before turning back to Han.
"You willing to put your money where your mouth is?"
Han met his gaze evenly.
"I'll meet anything you've got."
Torv nodded slowly.
"I may just take you up on it."
"This is all very interesting, I'm sure," one of the other players spoke up. "Some of us would like to play cards, though."
Torv raised his eyebrows at Han.
"The bet's at 4,
he invited. Han glanced at his cards. The Mistress of Staves and the 4 of Coins.
"Sure,"
he said, lifting 6 chips from his stack and dropping them into the hand pot.
"I'll see the 4 and raise you 2.
There was a rustle of air behind him.
"Cheater!"
a deep voice bellowed in his ear. Han jumped and spun around, reaching reflexively toward his blaster. But even as he did so, a large hand shot over his shoulder to snatch the 2 cards from his other hand.
"You are a cheater, sir,"
the voice bellowed again.
"I don't know what you're talking about,"
Han said, craning his neck up to get a look at his assailant. He was almost sorry he had. Towering over him like a bushy, bearded thundercloud twice his own size, the man was glaring down at him with an expression that could only be described as inflamed with religious fervor.
"You know full well what I'm talking about,"
the man said, biting out each word.
"This card,"
he waved one of Han's cards,
"is a skifter."
Han blinked.
"It is not,"
he protested. A crowd was rapidly gathering around the table. Casino security and other employees, curious onlookers, and probably a few who were hoping to see a little blood.
"It's the same card I was dealt."
"Oh, is it?"
The man cupped the card in one massive hand, held it in front of Han's face, and touched the corner with a fingertip. The Mistress of Staves abruptly became the 6 of Sabers. The man tapped the corner again, and it became the Moderation face card, and then the 8 of Flasks, and then the Idiot face card, and then the Commander of Coins.
"That's the card I was dealt,"
Han repeated, feeling sweat starting to collect under his collar. So much indeed for keeping a low profile.
"If it's a skifter, it's not my fault."
A short man with a hard, bitten face elbowed past the bearded man.
"Keep your hands on the table,"
he ordered Han in a voice that matched his face.
"Move aside, Reverend. We'll handle this."